Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 9, it states, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Let me say that one more time. When individuals talk about being Christians, and yet they withhold love from individuals, the Bible says that they don't know God. It says again, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." Galatians 5 and 22 says, "But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us, love." Love should be the motivating force of our relationship with God and our ministry to others. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." And God encourages us to love him with our entire heart. In fact, he commands us to do so. And Matthew 22 and verse 37 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind." You see, God is love, and the only way we can find the true meaning of love is first to love him with all of our hearts. True love is not for our benefit, but it is for the benefit of others, even to the point of sacrifice. This is what God taught us by sending his son, Jesus, into the world. Do you know something about love? When you love someone, your heart captures the attention of your entire body. Some of you, when you fell in love, it was difficult to eat, especially if you had a little argument. It was difficult for you to sleep. That individual preoccupied your thinking throughout the whole day. It's as though that relationship became the center of your universe. Why? Because you really love that person. Does anybody know what I'm talking about today? Some of you have fallen in love. Well, God desires us to love him in the same way. And he also desires that we possess a special love for others. His love, agape. And that's the love that's supposed to motivate us to reach out and to touch those without Christ. In 1 John 3 and 17, it says, "If anyone sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?" Today we're living in a hard-hearted society. People are motivated by greed, motivated by self-centeredness and immorality. And the Bible tells us that one of the signs that will characterize the last days in the church, especially, that the lack of love for not just God, but our fellow man will come forth. Matthew 24 and verse 12 tells us, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many will wax cold." Jesus said to the church in Laodicea in Revelation 3 and 15, "I know you well. You are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other." Verse 16 goes on to say, "But since you're merely lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth." God requires that our relationship with him not be cold, lukewarm, but hot. That's what it means to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, putting Him first before everything else in life. There are some Christians who are like Jonah. God had told Jonah to go and to witness to the people in Nineveh and let them know that judgment was coming upon them. And God has sent us all to witness to our families, our neighbors, our co-workers, and in the school. We are to warn them that judgment is coming if they do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, God said, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And we've all heard the gospel message telling us you're to go into all the world and preach the gospel. I used to find that a little nebulous myself. I mean, I understood what the Bible was saying, but how do I get a boat and go over there? How do I get across the sea? And the Holy Spirit made it so real to me. He said, it's the people that I have placed in your influence that I want you to begin to witness to. See, God has given each of us a sphere of influence, and He wants us to begin to share with those individuals about Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And every time we ignore God's voice and His plan for our lives, we move further from the presence of the Lord. God wants to fill us with His love. And His love is sacrificial and unconditional love. And once again, this should be the motivating force for us to reach out and touch a lost and hurting world. Now, the one who actually changes our heart, and most of us need a heart change. I should say all of us need a heart change. We know this when we were born in this world as little babies. The whole universe revolved around us. And when we couldn't get our ways, we just began to cry. Even as toddlers, they do the same thing. I was recently in a store, and I was watching a toddler have a fit because his mommy wouldn't do what he wanted her to do. And he sat down, and he just started crying, yelling, and screaming, and the parent was so embarrassed, she just gave him what he wanted. We can't do that with God. Amen. You can't cry so much that God will just give in to you. You see, the truth of the matter is as we sense that God does not want something for our lives, we should trust Him. We should say, "Lord, I trust You." Whatever changes that happen in our lives, we should say, "God, I trust You." But the point is, we all began with self-centeredness in our hearts. Our hearts really were hardened toward other people. We wanted to have our way. Some of us are still in that condition as Christians today. But the Holy Spirit has come to place within our hearts passion for God and compassion for others. In Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26 and 27, God said, "I will give you a new heart and put my new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of you and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my commandments." You see, the condition of our hearts are so important because they determine the destiny that we will accomplish in God. In fact, God tells us to guard our heart for this reason. In Proverbs 4 and 23, it states, "Above all, guard your heart, for it affects everything that you do." In fact, the condition of your heart will even affect your relationship with God. Listen to what Psalm 24 in verse 3 and 4 states. It says, "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart." You see, God is looking for individuals with pure hearts because they're the only ones who can see God, who can really stand in his presence. Matthew chapter 5 and 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." You know, there are many people in our world today who are filled with pride. And a pride heart, or I should say a proud heart, will keep God from drawing near to you. In fact, the Bible says that God rejects a proud heart. And a proud heart is sin to God. In Proverbs 21 and verse 4, it says, "Haughty eyes, a proud heart, and evil actions are all sin." James 4 and 6 says, "God resists the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble." God resists a proud heart, but he draws close and dwells with every individual who is of a humble spirit. Isaiah 57 and 15 says, "For thus says the Lord, the high and the lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble." As we humble ourselves before the Lord, then the presence of God will draw near to us.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, "I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You know, there are many self-help programs today that encourage us to believe in ourselves, encourage us to know that we can make it, we're overcomers. But the Word of God teaches us that we're overcomers through Jesus Christ. All that we are, all that we possess, it's all been given by God. And therefore, we can remain humble. So not about us sharing our positions that we have and the toys that we've accumulated and the home that we have with others and feeling so proud about it. No. We must realize that all of these things have come from the hand of God. And we are to remain humble before him so that he can fulfill his plan for our lives. You know, there is a prevailing attitude over many professing Christians today. And that is that they are lukewarm toward the things of God, and especially toward evangelism. And I'm going to ask you today, right now, to just take a little time and just examine your heart. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 139 and verse 23, "Search me, O God, know my heart, test me, and know my thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Do we put other relationships before our relationship with God? Do we put our jobs first? Do we put our financial security first? Our creature comforts? Our sports programs? Our pleasure in general? Do we try to work God into our schedule when it comes to attending His house because we're just really too busy with life? See, it's so important for us to realize, saints, that God is to be first in our lives, not second, not third, not fourth, not when I can get around to it. God is first. God is always working on our hearts to help us. And God leads us through adversity to change our hearts often. See, He humbles us in the wilderness to place within us a new heart to serve Him. We're going to continue to examine the life of David. And in doing so, we're going to see how God works within our own lives to affect our hearts for service. The Bible tells us that the first king of Israel, named Saul, had a stony heart. And how do we know that? Because he disobeyed God. His self-will disqualified him for the plan of God for his life. And one day God said to Samuel the prophet, "I want you to go to the house of Jesse, because there I have found another king." So Samuel went to the house of Jesse, asked him to bring out his sons, and he began to look at his sons, knowing that God was about to anoint a new king over Israel. And Samuel did what so many of us do. He looked at the exterior of each son and tried to determine, is this the one that God has chosen? 1 Samuel chapter 16. Why don't we all turn there? 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6 and 7, because we're going to see a very important lesson about God. We're going to see that God does not look at people often the way we do. It states, "So it was when they came that Samuel looked at Eliab and said, 'Surely the Lord's anointed is before him.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as a man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.'" And saints, if we fail to judge people as God does, often we will miss gems. We will miss diamonds. We will miss the very individuals that God has sent to help us in ministry, to help us in life, maybe even to become a companion. You know, there are many individuals who are praying that God will send them someone. "Lord, send me a husband. Lord, this is my list." And most of that list has to do with exterior things. Has to do with tall, dark, handsome, not bow-legged, not big feet. You know, all of the exterior things. When God is looking for someone not necessarily who will fit your taste, but will fit your case. God is looking for someone that he knows the heart of that individual is what will minister to your life. The heart of that individual is the individual who will never leave you, will stand faithfully by you. You see? And Samuel, even the prophet, had to learn that. I think we all need to learn that. That God does not look at people by their exterior, but he is always looking at the heart of an individual. Now, God selected David and began the process to develop his heart through testing and through suffering. God will use promotion to develop our hearts. You know, there'll be a time in your life where it appears nothing can go wrong. Everybody praises you. Everybody loves you. David was anointed before his brothers that day by Samuel and his dad. The Bible says he went on to slay Goliath, and he became a national hero. He was promoted to be the commander-in-chief of Saul's army. He even married the king's daughter. It doesn't get any better than this, folks. But one day, God allowed all of those things to change because God was about to work on David's heart. You see, God will use persecution and rejection to shape your heart. Let's see how it happened for David. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 6 through 9. Listen to what it says. It says, "Now it happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women had come out of all of the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines and with joy and with musical instruments. So the women sang as they danced, and they said, 'Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s. Maybe not in that tune. Then Saul was very angry because he heard what they were saying. He said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s and have only ascribed unto me 1,000. Well, they were just simply telling the truth. And Saul went on to say, "Now what more can he have but my entire kingdom?" The Bible says, "So Saul eyed David from that day forward." God will allow those who promoted you to demote you to develop a heart that he can use.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the media tab and click on audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of the message for today is A Heart to Fulfill Your Purpose, Part 1. Now Pastor Hill would like to pray with you.
You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, "As a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God." Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word every day, we just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their lives. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.